Good evening once again, boys and girls. We're going to start our regular Board of Trustees agenda, Monday, December the 18th. The time is 7:03. Roll call, please.
Olson?
Yes.
Boyer?
Here.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Sias, absent. Barry?
Here.
Lucaro, yes. Here. Davey?
Yes, here. Any town hall? Nope. What? The Pledge of Allegiance again? Those that weren't here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So we're going to start with what?
Town hall.
I asked for town hall already, but there was none. Okay. Our consent agenda?
So before you all start with that, Trustee Olson emailed me that we had not, I had not included the tabled transfer from the November board meeting. I didn't know if it needed to be on the consent agenda because Dave and I had the authority to go ahead and just make a transfer, which we did. So I don't know if that needs approval or not.
I think it was a matter of reporting back to the board that.
That you made the transfer.
So we made that $100,000 transfer after the meeting in November.
Okay.
Well, you know, as a matter of record, we've been indicating either before or after by formal board approval transfers. So I would like to still see it added. It was tabled at the November board meeting because there was a question in terms of what the proper number should be.
Okay, but you did include in an email to all of us. So are you requesting a vote on that?
I believe that it should be formally approved.
Yes. Then do you want to make a motion?
Well,
I don't know if a motion needs to be made. It was a tabled item. So wouldn't it just roll over into this meeting for approval? I think that's what you're saying?
On the consent agenda, one of the items that I wanted to make was withdrawal of the minutes, and then I was going to add to the consent agenda, item H, to approve the transfer.
Okay, so because Carolyn,
I'm fine with that.
So items that we want to take out of our consent agenda, go ahead.
The minutes of the November 20th board meeting, which is item A.
Okay, anything else?
Not for withdrawal.
Anyone else? Okay, so go
and
ahead.
Then, and then he wants to add
you want
H,
to add H,
which would be approval
of the transfer of the $100,000 from the NOW account to the general checking account, which occurred on November 30th, I believe.
November 22nd, I think, was the day after the board meeting.
I'm just looking at what happened on the transaction as far as the bank statement date.
Okay, well, I'll have to check the date then. Okay, now account.
Because I believe it was the day after the board meeting.
I don't recall. Okay.
The end of our board meeting was the 20th.
Go ahead.
Do you have to vote for Monica to be on the phone?
Oh, we have to vote for Monica to be on the phone.
Oh, we did it for the special committee. All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve Trustee Boyer's attendance by this meeting via telephone.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yep.
Yeah,
abstain.
Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. Okay, Monica, now it's official. I apologize. All right, so we have removed A. We have added H. Correct?
Correct.
Is there anything else in our consent agenda that anyone wants to remove? Hearing none.
Could I make a motion that we approve 1B through G?
Yes, you can do that.
Second.
Excuse me, I thought it was adding H to it.
But that's got to be approved. H should be approved, separate.
Separate from...
She's saying B through G.
Yeah, we're just approving what was here.
B through G, yes.
B through G.
Second.
Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Poyer?
Yes.
Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Dany?
Yes. Okay, now, back to 1A. And we're removing that.
Yes.
And we're adding to that H, which is the transfer of $100,000. Our actual meeting, if the meeting was on the 20th, then it's the 21st when the transfer was made?
I believe it was, but I need to go back and look.
So can we say, with the thought that was the transfer was either made on the 21st or the 22nd of November?
On or about.
On or about the 21st or 22nd of November. Okay, and I have a motion.
Does he have changes to the minutes?
That was it? Was that the only change you had to the minutes?
The minutes of November board meeting? No, I have a specific change that I'd like to see made. What I would like to see is under page 8, paragraph before the town hall, line 2, that talks about the need for whether or not there's a requirement for a individual to, I can't remember the specifics.
Be it the Open Meetings Act officer?
The Open Meetings Act officer, yes. In that paragraph, I would like to strike...
Could you, first of all, could you tell me what page number you're on?
Page 8.
Right. Page 8.
Right here. It's 10 on the computer.
And it's the paragraph preceding town hall. Line 2, I would like to strike from the word...
Want to strike decennium?
For the debt, I'd like to strike the following words. For the decennial meeting. Because I don't believe Roger's comment was that we need a person for that committee, but rather that we don't need a individual acting in the role of...
So you want to scratch which was discussed at the decennial committee meeting?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Is that correct, Carol?
Well, no, but I asked the question, and that's exactly what I asked. I asked about the Open Meetings Act officer. We discussed it at the decennial meeting, at which time we were informed that it wasn't necessary. So all of that is true. I think, Trustee Olson, are you trying to elaborate on the fact that
No.
Roger's comment was different?
What I'm saying is what's written in the minutes would imply that it's only for the decennial committee.
I don't see it there.
But that was my question.
Yes. And I'm saying I don't believe that was
Roger's
what
response.
The statement was.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
It came up because of the decennial committee, but I believe what Carolyn said was that he didn't believe that one was necessary, period.
Because everybody takes the Open Meetings Act training, right?
Right.
Right, and that's what you said, so maybe we should put that in there. I don't know.
Well, I just want to make sure that, you know, going forward, now that the minutes are going to be done in-house, we're really going to try to get away from the word-for-word, he said, she said. So just to keep that in mind, because...
We do have recordings of every meeting, too, that go on our website along with the meetings, so we're looking for verbatim responses.
Yeah, decennial meeting after this year is going to be null and void anyway, so Open Meetings Act officer is not necessary for any of our meetings. Pretty much that's what you're referring to. Is that not? Okay. Anything else?
No, that was the only.
Okay, so we're taking decennial meeting out and stating any and all meetings.
But my question was just that. My question that night was, I had a question regarding Open Meeting Act officer, which was discussed at our meeting that night. And Carolyn was at that meeting. And
yeah, Peggy, so was I. I was
right,
there.
And Joe and I. And
but it was a question you asked during that meeting, but the answer is Roger, our attorney, specifically stated that because everyone is responsible for an Open Meetings Act, I mean,
then
we discussed it at the meeting, but
question.
you want it
right.
Because again, doing in-house minutes, we're not going to worry about and the, you know, it doesn't change the context of the bottom line, which is we don't need an Open Meetings Act.
And that's what it says right there.
Except it's putting in the word decennial meeting, which would lead anyone to believe it's just that meeting. Okay, moving on. If there's no other changes to 1A.
I'll bring a motion to approve item 1A on the agenda.
Second.
As amended.
As amended. Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Fishman?
Yes.
Boyer?
Abstain.
Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. And now we have item 1H, which is the $100,000 bank transfer on or about 11/21 to 11/22. And I have a motion on that.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Fishman?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. Okay, so we have all considerations for both separate actions, and we have voted on the consent agenda. Next would be our correspondence.
None.
Reports and questions from trustees?
Yes. I have only two things this evening. First, I want to thank Sonia for adding to the technical services report the withdrawals of items from the collection. I found that very interesting. It wasn't what I expected. And I think it will be good information for us to have going forward. So I want to thank her for that. The second thing I want to mention is I do want to thank Larry for the time that he spent investigating the electrical consumption issue. The efficiency of the lighting was what I expected to hear. I was surprised by what the investigation shows as to what things have changed to increase the consumption of electricity. Most notably that we are continuously running our boilers apparently year round. Is that correct, Larry, now?
Are you running the boilers year round?
Yes.
And that was probably the most substantial thing that was, had increased the consumption of electricity. I guess I don't fully understand the rationale there, but at least we know what the reason is. And I do want to also mention that, which would seem to be consistent with our running the boilers year-round now, that looking at invoices in December, that the electric consumption was only up 1%. Because we would expect to see the boilers normally running anyway this time of year, so it seemed to be more in line with what my expectations were. So I think that was a worthwhile exercise. It also, though, calls into question whether at some point it might not be worthwhile for us to have a formalized policy as far as energy consumption and, you know, I don't want to say, well, yeah, I guess I do want to say whether it might be worthwhile having a policy in regards to our position as far as being green or energy efficiency as a matter of policy. So anyway, that were the total of my two comments tonight.
I thought it was funny too, Larry, as I was reading through everything that you did. It's amazing how we were running at like 50 to 75% of lighting in all of the locations in the library. So much nicer now that everything is brighter and you know, people aren't going to fall asleep at their desk because they could actually see what they're doing. Appreciate that, Larry. Thank you. No other comments? Let's move on with our action items. And we have the approval of the audit.
So as Monica presented the audit, there were two noted corrections with the updated property tax description to include the two counties and more accurate dates. And then also the 2015 year should be changed to 2016. So those would be the amendments to the audit.
Well, I'll bring a motion to approve the 2022-2023 audit with the amendments.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Okay. Olson?
Yes.
Fishman?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias absent. Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. Serving our standards, the chapter review. This is always really good, interesting reading. Good thing we have all the lights now.
Did anyone have any questions for the review of the standards? No? If hearing none, then the per capita application was also included in your packet, and Peggy Bucaro did mention that there was a change in chapter 9, the last line of the response. It should be of not if. This is regarding being members of area groups. So I will make that change before we submit it. We just need approval for it tonight. Technically, it's not due until January 30th, but I'd like to get it off of our list and submitted.
I'll bring a motion to approve the per capita application with that change.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Okay, Olson?
Oh, I'm sorry, question. Discussion, you have a question. Yeah.
I have an issue with us using the sprinkler system as a reason for not doing the space needs analysis. It seems to me that they're two totally unconnected items, and I think that we should be saying that we're moving forward with the space needs analysis. We have the funds that we're budgeted in this fiscal year, because I insisted that we put them in the budget. The only person that I see, and maybe I'm totally missing this, that's directly involved in the sprinkler project that would not have the availability of time would be our facilities manager. Am I misreading that?
I beg to differ, because I've been dealing with all of the contracts and the interactions with the attorney and the riders and all of that stuff. So, and I think because this is a big project, I think that Larry and I backing each other up and making sure that, you know, we've got two people making sure that we're communicating, and if he's going to be communicating with them, then we need to have interaction so we can talk to the staff. I don't know what to anticipate. I've never done a sprinkler replacement project, and I don't want to overwhelm our staff. We want to, you know, we're still getting the HR person in place, so thankfully that's going to be happening soon. But we had another employee leave who plays a vital, or who's leaving, playing a vital role. So we still have some staffing issues. So I just would feel more comfortable if we can wait until we get closer to the end of the sprinkler project. Would you agree with me, Mallory?
Yeah, I think the way that you worded it in the application was saying that we're just waiting to do the space needs assessment until this project is completed. Not that we're not doing, I don't know, not that they're like canceling each other out, but they're just in line.
Yeah.
Do we have a laid out agenda for the sprinkler system where we could sit there and say this is what's going to happen in January?
I haven't received the contract back yet from the automated fire, so I'm waiting for that, and then I imagine we will start moving forward with meeting to figure out a game plan.
Okay, so in the meantime, could we jump into the need space to whoever we're going to work with and just see what their plan is? They may say, well, we're going to do this over 4 months.
Well, first I have to put a request for proposal out. And so that will take time to write it and draft it and then send it out and get all of the proposals in place. And then we have to do the open bid meeting. Well, so, I don't know if it'll be over 25,000.
Okay.
But we have to do requests for proposals.
So is there a way we, I mean, I'm just spinning off of Joe's idea, just thinking that there's a way that maybe we could just, if we're waiting for the sprinkler and we don't know where they're at.
But once again, we're still dealing with HR issues. There's a lot going on. So I just am asking for time.
I think you're trying to say is there's also day-to-day operations at the library we're managing at the same time, as well as all these space and facility things.
When will you have a layout for the sprinkler system, what their plan is?
We have no idea. We haven't gotten the contract back.
And who's got the contract?
Automated Fire.
And when was the last time you spoke with them?
I emailed them on Friday and said, I sent you the contract on Monday. When can you get it back to me?
And then could you call them to see? Maybe they haven't gotten
emails. It's on Larry's list.
Maybe they went to...
That's all day-to-day operations. Okay. So it doesn't change the fact that we would still like time to properly do the sprinkler project. And then when we gauge the sprinkler project, maybe we can move the space needs assessment up. It's just, we don't want to overwhelm ourselves.
I believe that the answer to that question satisfactorily tells the state library why we're not doing this needs assessment today. And also implies that we will do it after the fact. So I would call the question on this, on item two, or, excuse me, item three for capital application.
Mm-hmm. Okay, questions called. Is there a motion on the floor?
I made a motion, it was seconded by Trustee Vaccaro.
For capital application.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Okay, right,
so go ahead and do a roll call.
Okay, Olson?
No.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Zia Sampson, Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Daney?
Yes. Moving on, our strategic diversity initiative proposal.
Yeah, Mallory, do you want to take the lead on this?
We met with We had scheduled 4 interviews with DEI consultants and consulting firms. One we had to reschedule just because we had a staffing issue or scheduling issue, but we never had to reschedule that one, but it was kind of after the fact. We talked to this group, Strategic Diversity Initiative, and we really connected with them, so we didn't feel like we needed to meet with that 4th consulting firm. But we met with them, and they gave us a proposal for a workshop that we would like, that we think would be a good fit for our staff, that you know, covers different DEI issues. It covers you know, de-escalating situations with patrons and just change within the workplace and a lot of different types of things that go into not only like DEI with our patrons and our community, but within the workplace as well. So the proposal is a proposal in the board packet outlines the fees and things associated with bringing the presenter in as well. And this was
considerably less.
Considerably less. We were presented with.
The one other company that we spoke to, and I don't remember their name. The first part was doing like legwork and meeting and
there's a lot of like
focus groups, and that was $12,000 to $15,000 just to do the legwork, to actually do the training, which then was like another $15,000 to $20,000. So then at that point you're getting over $25,000, and that would be you have to be careful about not going out, you know, because that's over bid money. But when we met with this woman, she just seemed to be really curious about our staff and how she could mold and work with us and teach us and educate us and make sure that she's not making us uncomfortable, you know, like educating and teaching us in a way that it's going to be really beneficial for our staff and our patrons. So it is $10,000. I think it's quite expensive, but I think if you talk to Monica, or any other libraries, this is a very trending topic right now, and it's a very popular training. The rate does not include airfare and or hotel and per diem. But on another hand, I just talked to Paula Schumacher at the Village of Bartlett, and she had some names that she thought that she could pass on to us that might be a good fit as well. So if we want to table this until we have a chance to meet with those other consultants, I think that would be a good move.
So I just had a question, Mallory, because you seem like you talked a lot with the lady. So is this class, what I'm geared towards, it's 2 3-hour classes. Are they a week apart? Are they a month
apart? They'd all be on the same day, so we would... If we were to bring this person in, we would request to close the library for another in-service day to have staff training.
Okay, so it'd be a staff training day.
Okay.
Are these classes supporting staff to staff or staff into the community?
It's both. It's kind of just, you know, understanding different DEI type of concepts and things that apply to both your community and to staff. And the way that she had worded it in our meeting, you know, it's like, she's like, I'm a stranger coming in, you guys work with each other every single day, I'm not here to start tension or create uncomfortable conversations where you're going to be like sitting next to someone and like thinking about this, and I think it was a really down-to-earth.
I know, $10,000 seems like a lot of money for 2 3-hour sessions. I think we should, I'm suggesting to table it, see what Paula Schumacher has to say. There's been a lot of this education going on.
Is that a motion?
I'm just talking still. There's been a lot of things going on with this type of diversity with ILA for years, and I'm wondering if we could piggyback onto anything with ILA that they've done with education or anything.
Some of the consultants that we reached, that Monica gave to us, was from reaching across Illinois, so they're all, you know, part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the presenters we spoke with did present with ILA a couple times.
Yeah. And how does the staff, have you gotten any feedback from the staff on attending a program like this? Are they comfortable? You're okay with it?
We haven't surveyed the staff.
Okay. But, I'm just curious. Yeah.
Okay. But if they do an in-service, it would be, they don't have a choice, basically.
Right. It's mandatory.
Is that just strictly staff, or are they
trustees?
Are we looking to also include trustees?
We were we were discussing it, and we think that it'd be most beneficial for our staff, because we're the ones doing the work every single day with the patrons and within the library ourselves, so that's where we were trying to focus our energy.
Well, I'll bring a motion to table this action item number 4.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Okay, Olson?
Yes.
Ms. Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Sucaro, yes. Janie?
Yes, but I don't want to table it into infinity. Yep. I'd like to see us continue to move forward with this.
I have a question on it. So you're going to look at others now, since it's, you know, 10,000 or less, then it does not have to be approved, because don't you have a certain dollar amount that you could spend on that without us approving?
Well, technically it's over 10,000 because it's going to be the airfare and the hotel and the per diem.
Oh, I thought it went higher than you, you had a higher number.
She has 25,000.
Oh. 25,000. So you would be able to approve it without us approving it.
Mm. Okay.
Hotels aren't going to be that long.
We brought it to the board, though. It's just been a topic of discussion often at the board meeting and stuff. We just need to make sure to...
We just wanted to let you know that we are moving forward with it, and we did find somebody that we thought would work really well. But I want to follow up with the, and I forgot to tell you about that, Mallory. She had just mentioned it to me at the meeting Thursday. So
her program looks good.
Showing what the costs are for these consulting firms.
Yeah.
Okay. And her program would come back to the board after the...
I don't know if it's a report. It's going to be a presentation. It's going to be educational.
Okay. So we're...
You don't think the trustees could benefit this? Some trustees may want to attend.
Maybe I don't think that the staff and the board should be attending presentations together.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Would it be possible to get another presentation separate from the staff for the board?
At the tune of another $10,000, probably. She'd be happy for that.
I do think it would be useful for the board to have the same type of definition and background that the staff is getting.
So then maybe what we could do is hire the person that we want after we meet with Paula's people, and then in July we can budget for you guys to have training, and then we could do the same presenter, and then we could set a Saturday or a day that you could do that.
We've done Saturday training. Yeah. That's good.
Can we merge with another?
Better to keep it separate.
Yeah, their needs could be different than ours.
In this proposal, wasn't there language that suggested that it was recordable?
Was there an additional charge on that?
I'm sorry?
I think there was an additional charge.
It might be worth paying the additional charge.
I don't know whether there was.
Permission for recording for internal use if requested.
Right. So didn't suggest that there was additional fees.
But that would be more for, like, if a staff member works full-time during the day and works part-time.
Couldn't it also be used for training the trustees?
I think that what she's going to do is meet with Mallory and I and the management team and really delve into a lot of the work culture issues, and so it's going to be more related to staffing and what we are doing. I think she would have a whole new presentation for what the board members do at a different level.
But it's a good thought.
Well, if we're going to finalize things with her, this is the way you want to go. Maybe incorporate the trustee thing in with it and maybe get a better package presentation.
It's already in the back of my mind. Big brain. Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Moving on, the collection development policy.
This was tabled at the last meeting because there was just discussion about the donation policy that's on here in the Library of Things. And so I tried to be as ambiguous as possible. and I changed the Library of Things wording to read, "The library will not accept any physical donations to the Library of Things collection unless presented as new from a reputable institution." And then there was other changes throughout the policy that was had at the last meeting, including on the interlibrary loan policy, I omitted about where to find a suggestion for purchase form, just for the longevity of the policy. So if it goes on the website or it doesn't go on the website, or the form's here and there, then it's just, you don't have to keep changing the policy. Just saying, if there's a form you can fill out for suggestion of purchase. Generally, I changed in the concern about library resources, form Appendix F. If you have concerns about library materials, I just said library materials rather than say books, audiobooks, audiovisual, yada, 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 list all the different formats, because that changes too. Again, just to keep it more ambiguous, I put it library materials. And I think that was generally it. In the Library of Things collection, I did remove the, where is it? People will be billed for reasonable replacement costs associated with damage or loss of items, period. I removed the from neglect or abuse statement, so.
I'd like to move to accept the revised policy.
I'll second it.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Zias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Janey?
Yes. Loans, renewals, and fines policy.
So on previous editions of this policy, there was a statement that expressed staff had the authority and discretion to determine loan periods for certain items. This was not included on the policy approved at last month's meeting, but we have since added the statement to the new policy. So we just wanted to bring it back to you to have that sentence included.
So do we really need to have a...
I'd like to move to approve this policy.
Second.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Zias, absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro? Yes. Janey?
Yes. Holiday and scheduled closing policy.
So I received notification that the parade is going to be on Saturday the 6th, not Sunday the 7th. So we had to change the date of the scheduled closing dates and the 2024 closings.
So I had a question. The Park District is open that Saturday of the parade. Is there a reason why we have to close on Saturday?
I think that they probably haven't brought it to their board meeting yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
There's a reason, Lynn. If you've ever been around when the parade is going on, you can't get in here.
Yeah. Well, you can't get in at the Park District either.
Well, I imagine that they haven't added brought to their board meeting.
Yeah, because I noticed they were open on their schedule.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to incorporate number 7 and 8.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the holiday and schedule closing policy.
Who, Carl, did that?
Yes.
And I'll second it.
Thank you. Discussion?
I have a couple of questions. I have to ask the question about what is our real motive? We're taking away from our taxpayers a full day of access to our library for which they pay taxes. And I really don't see any reason that we should be closed this day.
Joe, you can't get into it. So they start blocking off Bartlett Road at like 9 a.m. So even
no, I understand that. But the parade's over by noon.
Well, no. Last time was 2 o'clock.
No, it's not. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm.
It's longer.
I mean, we were in the front.
Yeah.
That's why.
So there are, I believe, almost 100 entries. So by the time that the parade gets through, it's closer to 2 o'clock. And then they're still having the streets closed down until everybody clears out. So I Mallory and I and the management team talked about it. Would it be worth it opening from 3 to 5? I don't think it is. You know, if we could open, I would be open.
What time is the parade?
10 a.m.
Well, we gather at 10.
Yeah, you gather at 10. No, it starts at noon.
Oh, it starts at what time does it start?
It's going to start at 10 this
week. Oh, it's going to start at 10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because someone had said noon.
What time did it used to start?
Noon.
Noon.
Because it was a Sunday and people could
start an hour ahead
mass
of time
in the morning and
gathering. But then I think the parade takes an hour from the first one to get through, and you've got 100 and some floats or whatever coming, so it's not just an hour.
There weren't 100 last year.
We had rain last year. They were going to almost cancel it.
Yeah. Someone could come to the library, they would not be able to park here. There's going to be absolutely no parking.
That particular holiday weekend, Joe, it's pretty much people and families heavily involved with what's going on there.
It's community.
The last thing they're looking for is to want to come into the library. And we'll be open Sunday. So the need is there, even though the, you know, the carnival's still going to be going on Sunday. It just doesn't make sense.
So I have a question. Last month we talked about staff getting paid if whatever was on that date. I just want to clarify because it went through conversation and was approved.
Yeah.
So with the parade,
that's our next step. On this first.
Okay.
Okay. I made the motion. Dave seconded. Discussion. What roll call? Okay. Yes. Olson.
No.
DeSchmidt.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Sias absent. Barry.
Yes.
Lucaro. Yes. Danny.
Yes.
Okay, so because we changed the 2024 closings, that also changed the holiday and scheduled closings policy. So since the parade has been moved to Saturday this coming year, we have changed the wording to read the day of the 4th of July parade. So if it changes back to a Sunday again, it'll just be that day. Also under other scheduled library closings, we removed the Wednesday before Thanksgiving as all of our full-time employees are able to alter their schedules that day. Instead of working 1 to 9, we just have everybody work 9 to 5 that day. So we omitted that from the policy. So those were the two changes that we
made. So if the 4th of July is the 4th, okay, and the 6th is a Saturday, the full-timers are working Monday through Friday. Are there
not necessarily because they have weekend rotations.
Why not finish? The full-timers are working Monday through Friday. How many work every Saturday or every other Saturday?
There's a rotation.
It's a rotation. So people, if they're working a Saturday, they often won't work that Friday. Like they'll have that Friday off. They'll work Monday through Thursday, have Friday off, work on Saturday.
Okay.
That pay period. Sometimes it works out to be they work Monday through Friday, then they work Saturday, and then they're off. Or they work Tuesday. They're off on Monday. They work Tuesday through Saturday. Like they have a different day off.
So in a 6 month period of time, only so many people are going to be on that 6th. And there's no way they could fit in that extra day during the week? Okay.
That's not the way that our pay periods work out.
Okay.
We balance it that way.
Just want to make sure I remembered what we talked about last month. Thank you.
I'll bring a motion to approve the 2024 closings.
Oh, no, it's the holiday and scheduled closings policy. Sorry.
I thought we approved that.
You just did the 2024 closings.
I think you guys
No, I combined it.
It was combined.
I combined it because they're basically one of the same.
I didn't realize that.
That's why I asked the question before and you said this and I was responding to the combined.
Okay, I'll withdraw that.
The Paid Leave Workers Act policy.
Okay, so this goes into effect on January 1st. Well, the purpose of this act is to provide paid leave employees not eligible for paid leave under the library's other vacation, personal time, or sick leave policies. This policy applies to all part-time employees that work average weekly schedules under 20 hours per week. They will earn 1 hour paid leave for every 40 hours worked with a rolling 12 maximum benefit of 40 hours. This policy is provided pursuant to Illinois Paid Leave for All Workers Act 820 ILCS 192. And will be need to be approved by the board at the December meeting. It was reviewed and signed off by the library attorney. And we're working with Paylocity right now. Mallory and I will be reaching out this week to make sure that everything's in place.
Okay, so can I give a motion, please?
I'll make a motion to accept that policy.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias absent. Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. And last but certainly not least, the designation of two trustees to review the past 6 months of the library board meetings.
Yes, so I laid out the past scheduling and then I removed Hopkins and put DeSchmidt in her place. So for this time, for July to December, is Olson and DeSchmidt. So I will reach out to you after the December meeting minutes are completed and I will make times for you guys to review those.
We don't need to vote on that.
Nope.
No discussion items. Your report, that's just informational. Anyone have anyone else? Anything else?
I'll mention the Cocoa Crawl. That was a great turnout, and it was wonderful driving through town and seeing so many people. The weather was pretty decent, and they all had their little maps to go around, so it was really kind of nice to see that. So it was a very great turnout.
I think next year we maybe could have a table in the lobby or somehow. I know it was so crowded in the beginning, or maybe a table even in here.
I have a suggestion.
You know, doing.
You had your two tables, but.
Have another table.
Here. You should push that further because people were grumbling because they were standing.
But then have another table with like a library staff member of asking people if they have library cards and doing library card signups.
And you know what? The photo booth stuff was so far back. I didn't see it until the end. I'm like, oh, you can do photos back there. But it was so far back. They had the two inflatables or whatever. It would have been maybe nice to put that more up front where maybe.
The people wanted to be inside. Yeah. You would. Yeah. The was snarling was. Not
when at, they could have done photos or something.
At 11 or when it started, it was all the way around.
Yeah. Different even
from
up
last
here,
year. Yeah. Last year was not like that.
No.
I bet it was a good half hour before we even had a breath in between. Yeah. Because it was just constant. Mm-hmm. And that was with four people checking people in.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah, it was great.
Makes me feel like a kid. All right. Any new business?
I just wanted to share that the foundation, we're getting ready to do For the Love of Patty. So Office Depot has gotten the file folder from the library and forwarded to them. And they're going to create something kind of from what Mallory had said. So we'll be presenting that in January, and it'll be something we don't have to cut out, but you can still bring your scissors if you want to. So they're going to try to do everything for us, so it's nice.
And I have two pieces of new business. Our HR generalist is going to be starting on January 2nd, and we're very, very excited about that. And unfortunately, we did get a resignation today, and it's Felicia, our graphic artist. We had reached out to her about a full-time position, but she was offered an opportunity at a park district. So she's going to be moving on at the end of the week. So, but the HR person will come in, and then Mallory can go back to marketing, and we'll figure it out.
Okay, any town hall? Hearing none. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Have a second.
Dave, a second?
Second.
Day's moving.
Okay, then I'll second.
Roll call.
Okay, Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sia Sampson, Barry?
Yes.
Carl, yes. Shane?
Yes. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah.